that by the grace of Allah Almighty you have covered those inside of it, and from today onwards we will speak about Islam. I may mention that there are five departments of Islam. There are five departments of Islam, namely Imaniyat, Ibadat, Akhlaqiyat, Mu'amalat, and Mu'ashirat. These are the five departments of Islam. Indeed, many scholars have added Islami Riyasat to these five departments, a total of six departments. We are going to designate the next few months to one department, one faculty of Islam. We all know that Imaniyat means the tenets of faith. May it be Taqleed, may it be Tawheed, may it be Akhirah, may it be Risal. This all under Imaniyat. Ibadat, Salah, the discharging of Zakah, the fasting in the month of Ramadan, offering of Hajj. This is known as Ibadat. Mu'asharat is known as the mode of life, the way of life. And there are many, many instructions pertaining to this faculty of Islam. Mu'asharat means a thing. When a person has been dealing with another person, what are the Islamic and the topic that we are going to discuss is Akhlaqiyat, ethics, morality, manners, the way we behave, the way we carry ourselves in the community. All this falls under Akhlaqiyat. The scholars have made mention of taqwa, piety, righteousness, falls under Akhlaqiyat. If we study the Quran from cover to cover, you will not find a surah in the Quran that does not speak about taqwa explicitly or in a subtle way. And we have come to this understanding that if a person is charged with this quality, meaning that he adorns himself with a taqwa and he departs from dunya, he will attain success. A scholar that said a taqwa comes under Akhlaqiyat. Iffat, Baqbati, Chastity falls under Akhlaqiyat. Sharm or Haya, modesty, shyness, bashfulness falls under Akhlaqiyat. Tawadhu, humbleness falls under Akhlaqiyat. Bahadur, valor falls under Akhlaqiyat. Burdbari, meaning forbearance, inner, falls under Akhlaqiyat. Istiqamah, steadfastness, falls under Akhlaqiyat. Ilm, falls under Akhlaqiyat. Sabr or shukr, patience, gratitude, falls under Akhlaqiyat. Tawakkul, reliance, falls under Akhlaqiyat. Sat, siddhar, truthfulness, falls under Akhlaqiyat. By just giving you a subtle understanding of what falls under Akhlaqiyat, we can conclude that it is most important that we understand how to attain Akhlaqiyat. We'll speak about this in detail in the next time. Now, if we study a few verses of the glorious Quran, we will come to know that Islam has given a lot of emphasis, a lot of importance to the Akhlaqiyat. The verse that I recited in the start is a verse of Surah Al-Fitr. Surah number 15, verse 18. Allah Almighty says, وَقْفِرْ لَنَا حَتَّى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah Almighty is addressing Nabi Kareem Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is Allah saying to the Nabi of Allah? وَقْفِرْ لَنَا حَتَّى. Lower your wheel. Now this is a metaphor for being gentle. This is a metaphor for being gentle. It's a shara kinaya of being gentle. What is Janah? Lower your wheel will book the room for the wedding. So this was an instruction to the Nabi of Allah. That's why after the Battle of Uhud, when a blunder was made by a group of Sahaba that resulted in the martyrdom of many Sahaba, including Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, that is very, very disturbing to the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi of Allah, this was a result of the gentleness. This gentleness was the fulfillment of the ayah, Surah Al-Hijr, وَحْفِرْ جَنَاهَا لَوَ الْوَحْفِرْ. Be gentle for the Nabi. Then you come further and you study other verses, and you come to know about the importance of Allah. Surah Furqan. And I would like my noble audience to write down this chapter, go back home and study these ayahs. Surah Furqan, Surah 25, verse 62 on. Send it once again, and you can register this, lock it in your memory, go back home and study this verse. Surah Al-Furqan, Surah 25, verse 62 on. Allah Almighty points out, highlights the quality, the characteristics of the Ibad al-Rahman. Now you can be Ibad al-Rahman or you can be Ibad al-Shaytan. It's up to your person. You can be the servant of the most beneficent, or you can be the servant of the devil. It's up to you. Or you can be the servant of commodity, goods, dirham, dinar. That's up to you. But in these verses, Allah Almighty points out the quality of Ibad al-Rahman, the servant of the most beneficent. And Allah starts by speaking about akhlaqiyat. And most of the qualities highlighted in these verses fall under the logo akhlaqiyat. Allah Almighty said, wa Ibad al-Rahman, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مَوْتِينَ. I may mention a few moments ago, tawadu, humbleness, falls under akhlaqiyat. Allah Almighty says, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ, the servant of the most beneficent, is that person, يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ, when he walks on the land, he walks in the spirit. Tawadu. يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ. When a foolish person addresses him, a foolish person addresses him, his reaction to them, the way he would respond, has been stipulated in this verse, وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. He will respond to them with mild words of gentleness. You will not become a jahil, like the one that is addressing you. But he will react very differently. This is known as akhlaqiyat. Then Allah Almighty in Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, verse 134. That is a very well-known verse. And the reason of revelation, the background of this verse is known to many. We have related it many a time. Comes after the conclusion of verse 133 that is concluded on the two words for instance, verse 133. Allah Almighty says it has been prepared for the believers, for the righteous. Now in that verse Allah describes paradise, the vastness of paradise, the beauty of paradise, and says, or instance, it has been prepared for the righteous. Now who are the righteous people? In the next verse, 134, Allah highlights a few characteristics of those that are muttaqeen. And all these qualities, actions that have been highlighted, they fall under akhlaqiyat. الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Muttaqeen are those people that spend, whether they be in adversity or prosperity, the ahwal, the condition, the theater, the arena in which they are, the prophecies say that we are going to be sakh. Sakhawat, generosity, falls under akhlaqiyat. Sakhawat, generosity, falls under akhlaqiyat. Allah Almighty says, muttaqina, those people that spend in adversity, in prosperity. Walkaawin al-ghayb, repressed and as we know that many a time marriages collapse because of anger. Relationships are destroyed because of anger. Many a time the person in anger will react without being in control and he will regret that moment. That's why in Surah Shura, Surah 42, verse 37, Allah says, وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوهُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوهُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. Good people are those people that when they are angry, they forgive. They have that power, that control over their emotion, over that moment. The moment does not get the better of them. The emotion does not get the better of them. But they are in full control. In such control. At such a level. وَهُمْ يَبْتُرُونَ بِالْحِسَنِ. Allah Almighty says in Surah Al Imran, verse 134, وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْبِ. They will be pressed. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّارِ. Once again, and they forgive. وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Then Allah loves those people that are good people. Once again, Allah puts akhlaqiyat together in this verse. Then we go further, another verse of the glorious Quran. Most of the congregation will know about the Quran. The very wise person. The person that has understood dunya and akhirah. In many times he understood why his creator sent him in this world. His words are divine. He mentioned in the Holy Quran with the entire chapter designated after his name. In verse 18-19, Surah Luqman, Surah 31, what does Luqman say to his son? The best advice that he's given to his son. وَلَا تُسَعْفِرْ حَدَّكَ لِهِ. وَلَا تُسَعْفِرْ حَدَّكَ لِهِ. Do not turn your face away from me. Do not turn your face away from me. وَلَا تُسَعْفِرْ حَدَّكَ لِهِ. وَلَا تَمِشْفِرْ أَرُضْ مَرَحَ. Once again, and do not walk on the land with wisdom, arrogance, vanity, kibar. وَلَا تُسَعْفِرْ حَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ بَرَحًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Really, Allah does not like the arrogant boast. One is being arrogant, Allah does not like, and then a person that boasts. Waqsid, be very, very moderate in your walk. Waqsid, وَضْرُبْ مِنْ صَوْتِ. And lower your voice. At all times. It's a general order. At all times. When you are in control, lower your voice. When you are happy, lower your voice. When you are angry, lower your voice. Do not allow your voice to drop. What was it? Lower your voice. Why? Really, the heart of voices, the worst of voices, is the voice that raises up. These are all akhlaq. There's a hadith that has been recorded by Hazrat, or reported by Hazrat Abu Darda, radiallahu anhu. It has been recorded by Imam Abu Darda, in which it has been stated by the Nabi of Allah. Like I said before, that we are linking this to our main topic. To our main topic that is known as Al-Mizan. You remember? 1 year ago? Al-Mizan. We were speaking about the scale. verse 47. Surah Anbiya, Surah 31, verse 47. What does Allah say? وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ عَبِدُ لَمْ نَفْسِ الْقِيَامَةِ وَنَضَعُ Allah will set the scale of justice يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ on the day of judgment. عَبِدُ لَمْ نَفْسِ الْقِيَامَةِ No person will be wrong in anything. وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدٍ فَقِنَّا If it is the weight of a mustard seed, it will be brought forth. Mustard seed, perfect, so small, tiny, it will be brought. And Allah says, وَكَفَى بِنَا حَافِظِينَ Allah is the best of reference. Under this ayat, 1 year ago, we started a discussion that which a'mal are the most meritorious, the most weighty when placed upon our scale. Remember? And I made mention of a few a'mal. Today we go to the faculty of akhlaqiyat. And we try to understand what is the weight of akhlaqiyat when placed upon our state. Because indeed we will be in front of our state and our deeds will be unfolded. And it will be placed on the state. So Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he reports from the Nabi of Allah that the Nabi of Allah said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, This is so explicit. It's not ambiguous. So explicit. Man in shaking at Falkin Mizan. There is nothing more weighty, heavier than good conduct, ethics, morality, behavior, the way you carry yourself. There is nothing heavier than this on place of the It will be heavier than Salah. It will be heavier than your zakat. I will make mention in a few moments why. It will be heavier than your ibadah. Akhlaqiyat will be heavy. But this does not take away the importance of salah. It does not take away the importance of zakat. I will make mention by an example in a few moments. That Imam Tirmidhi has recorded on the authority of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That Nabi Akhirin Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِنْ أَحَبِّكُمْ إِلَيْهِ وَأَقْرَبِكُمْ مِنْ مَجْلِسًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَحَاسِمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Now this is amazing. Before I translate and shed light according to my ability, I would like to give an example. If there was a scholar, one of the great scholars that arrived, right now, and we all like to be close to that person. We like to secure the VIP seat. Even when you go to a stadium to watch a match, you pay maximum dollar to secure the best seat, the VIP seat, the first row, behind the bowler's arm. For those that play cricket, they will understand. Behind the bowler's arm, you have to secure those seats. It is the best seat. A scholar comes, he wants to be close to the scholar. That's why if you study the circle around Nabi Akhirin Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you come to know the closest to him was Abu Bakr and Umar. And it was a very, very close to him. So no moment, no gesture of the Prophet of Allah, no utterance of the Prophet of Allah is missed by these people that were very close. Now the Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says, إِنَّ مِنْ أَحَبِّكُمْ إِلَيْهَا وَأَقْرَبِكُمْ Maybe, I'm doubting. There is no doubting the Nabi of Allah. That the closest people to you, the most nearest people to you, on the day of judgment will be those people that come to good No one thinks it to be seen. That the closest people to me and the Nabi of Allah speak to that. 1.6 billion Muslims right now. 1.6 billion Muslims right now. And inshallah, we're all going to go to them. 1.6 billion. Don't throw anyone out. All 1.6 billion will go to them. life to God is not something you go to Jannah. And there's going to be a majlis with the Prophet of Allah in Jannah. And we're not only Muslims. We have been Muslims before us and we're going to be Muslims after us. So if you want to proceed with the Prophet of Allah, the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those that are good, excellent in conduct, they will be chosen. Salah, Zakat, Hajj, Tahajjud, Awwabin, Ishraq, Giving, talking about Zakat, this falls under the faculty of Ibadah. Not fall under the faculty of Akhlaqiyah. All these verses speak about Akhlaqiyah. The Nabi of Allah explicitly makes mention of Akhlaqiyah. And then the Nabi of Allah says the heaviest amal on the stage is Akhlaq. Then the Nabi of Allah says, the closest to me are those with akhlaq. So to understand this, I would like to relate something that is Mustafa Muhammad. Mustafa Qunani is that hadith that has been reported by Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim. And it is a well-known hadith. Every word that the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to come. Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Dunya Islam. That the foundation of Islam is upon the deed of testimony, the deed of faith. And the Hadith Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second is the establishment of the faith. The Imam is following. The third is what Ita is the Zakat, the giving of Zakat. This is the Bidyan. This is the foundation. And the foundation will never be comfortable. Never ever be comfortable. That's why I said, do not take away importance from Ibadah. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu appointed as the caliph. There were a few friends. Now, they made it very clear that they did not give zakat state. They misunderstood. They did not say that they are not going to give zakat. They said, we will not send the zakat to the Baytul Mal. We will discharge zakat ourselves. They did not deny the giving of zakat. But they did not want to give zakat as it was given in the time of the Nabi of Allah. It was given to the Nabi of Allah. خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِ سورة توبہ خُذْ مِنْ أَمْوَالِهِ آپ ان کا مال لیں. Allah says you take their wealth from them, purify it. So it used to be given to the state, to the Nabi of Allah. Then the Nabi of Allah used to distribute it. So they said we will give zakah, but we will not give it to the amilin, the collector, that will take it back to the state. Not do that. Now, this is the foundation of Islam. Because the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam uses the word bunya. Foundation of Islam is the deed of faith, the establishment of prayer, the giving of zakat, so on and so forth. Foundation can never ever be compromised. If there's a crack in the foundation, this building upon the foundation will collapse. It will be destruction. So immediately Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala stood up and he was said he was going to war against him. Although don't take importance away from ibadah. And when a person makes a good effort, they spend so much in the foundation. They spend so much in the foundation. I was speaking to an engineer, he said that if the house is about $1 million, you spend about $350,000 or $400,000 in the foundation. So much money in the foundation. But once the house is and clean and beautiful, and the chandelier is clean, and there are, you know, the interior decorator has visited, and given his tip, you have fulfilled those tips, now it's a beautiful house. When people come to the start, they're saying, what beautiful foundation? Or do they praise the beauty that is in the house? And anyone come in the house and say, MashaAllah, foundation, but it's beautiful. If anyone say, he comes to visit the house, that the foundation is very beautiful, and he doesn't praise the chandelier, or he doesn't praise the lamps, he's not going to praise the foundation, because the foundation is not visible. He does not know how much dollars have gone into the foundation. He can't see that. He can only see a chandelier. He can see the window. You can only see the fan, you can only see the carpet, the chair, the sofa. But does this take away any importance and significance from the foundation? So the ulama has said, Kunya and Ibadah, the foundation, Akhlaqiyat, the foundation. You and me and every Muslim will be recognized by Allah. I pray tahajjud at night, you do not know. I sleep in tahajjud, you do not know. I pray salat in jama'at, jumu'ah, and you do not know what is passing through my mind. My body is on the sajjada, but my mind is somewhere else. There are many, many ibadah we give in such a way that no one knows about it. You give the zakat, you don't even tell the person I'm giving you zakat. You don't even tell him. This is a ibadah that should be done to you. Your ibadah, that is the foundation, is not in this place. A non-believer outside does not know what takes place inside him. But what he is going to see is the chandelier that is hanging, your tafsir. He is going to see the window, your iftar, your chastity. He is going to see the fans, your tawadu, your humble. Your sabr, your shukr, your ilm, your forbearance, your valor, that is basically your discipline. And that's why akhlaqiyat is one complete package. That's why the Nabi of Allah has said that that person that brings the best conduct, morality, ethics in the day of judgment, he will be the chosen. The scholars have heard and shed light upon this. Said a person that has true akhlaq, and a people that true akhlaq, the weak akhlaq, he cannot attain true akhlaq without establishing ibadat in his life. He cannot make a house, construct a house without foundation. So they work together. One person says that I am not praying, but I got the best contact. He does not understand what he's doing. One person says, I am praying, but I don't need contact. He has invested so much in the foundation, he has not constructed anything upon it. What happens? What happens in our country? We put so much in the foundation, and we leave the plot, it is taken by the foundation. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. You don't change yourself. You do not construct, you leave it empty, somebody else will take it. So my noble brother, enter the audience, enter Islam. Allah Almighty says in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 23, Udkhulu, ya ayyuhal-lazina amanu, udkhulu, bis-silmi, open. Enter Islam totally, completely. Wala tattabi bi khutuwat. Do not follow the footsteps of the devil. Even the shaitan. Maybe the devil is the enemy, a claim on many testimonies. Allah Almighty says, enter into Islam. What does this mean? Imaniyat, ibadat, akhlaqiyat, mu'amalat, mu'ashara, Islami riyasat. Enter into this. Do not only focus upon one department, as we are doing nowadays. One person focuses upon one department and that's it. That's it. I have made it across. Who is the greatest human being of this ummah? Of this ummah after the Prophet, of this ummah. He will enter from whichever door he wants. If he restricts himself to one amr. He restricts himself to one amr. And the Nabi of Allah said, who is fasting? He said, I am fasting. Who has been concise between two brothers? He said, I was concise between two brothers. Who has followed a janaza? I went to a janaza. The Nabi of Allah made mention of many different a'mal pertaining to mu'ashara, to mu'amalat, akhlaqiyat, ibadat, everything. The entire country. Then the Nabi of Allah says, you are that person that will enter Jannah to whichever door you want. Why are we restricting ourselves by only placing ourselves in one factor? When Allah Almighty explicitly says, for the Qudus to sit in the Qur'an, contribute wherever you can. Go to every factor. Do not restrict yourself. You have countless energy. You have energy, capacity, ability that has no boundaries. That's why Allah shows people. Not restrict yourself. Not believe that what you are doing is fine. Never ever be complacent and confident where you are. Explore. Go to the next stage. Take yourself to the next stage. I said this many times. Wherever you are, to be better. Wherever you are. You may think that you are Hasan Basri. But still, above Hasan Basri, there's Abu Bakr. You think that you are Rabia Basriya. There's another great teammate above Rabia Basriya. The wife of the Nabi of Allah, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He could always do not restrict yourself. Work upon yourself, enter into akhlaqiyat, adorn yourself in the chandelier. With, first of all, consult with the interior decorator, the Nabi of Allah. Consult him. Find out how he behaves, how he told you, because the demeanor of our how he was killed, then you will see that your model, your existence,